Robert Klein is a comedy legend. At least that's what Richard Lewis, Jerry Seinfeld, Jon Stewart, and many other comedians say in the new film, Robert Klein Still Can't Stop His Leg. With it playing at the Lake Placid Film Forum and festivals across the region, Klein talks about the movie and his life in comedy.
My father set the template, I think, because his way was humor. Whether it was physical, putting his coat on backwards and his hat, or improvising, making up things. But to do it professionally, when I went to graduate school at the Yale Drama School, I think I always gave thought to try stand-up comedy. I'd always loved comedians on television, and I saw live ones in the Catskill Mountains, the old Borscht Belt. And Miss Welch, Constance Welch, who was the drama coach at Yale for many years, said, oh, Klein, you should do a one-man show. Well, she was right. The big turn for me was Second City. I guess that polished me as a performer. And in the fall of 66, when I opened in a Broadway show, a small part, Apple Tree was a musical, I took a tape recorder down to the improvisation at 44th and 9th, and mostly music. And that's where I honed, you know, my craft, at least to begin with. So I just fell into it. Got wonderful managers, came under the aegis of all people of Rodney Dangerfield. I learned a lot. Rodney was my Yale Drama School for comedy.
How do you believe your comedy and the topics that you talk about in your comedy has evolved over the years?
I think they evolved the way I evolved. When I was younger, I wrote about dating and so forth. When I got married, I wrote about that. When I had a child, I wrote about that, and now I write, you know, I co-wrote a song called Colonoscopy that was nominated for a Primetime Emmy Award. And now I talk about not being able to open things or memory or whatever. I mean, my work has always been observational, either about myself and my place in the universe or political observations or things like that. I'm very proud of the early work. But I think it's matured in a sense. And this movie, Marshall Fine, who is a film critic for many years, it seems that many of the big successful comedians have named me as a primary influence. Seinfeld and Leno and Jon Stewart and a long list. And he decided that it would be great to get them to say this when he actually went and did this. He got these very heartfelt statements. It really was very moving. I said, you better put my work in that is worthy of their comments. So he cherry-picked some of my very best work, along with these comments, along with my life today. Still work. There's footage of me that's current in performance, which is also a nice touch. The name of the movie is Robert Klein Still Can't Stop His Leg. That was my song that ends every one of my HBO specials. A silly joke, but it's sort of a label of sorts.
When they first came to you and said, we've got this idea and we want to put this movie together, what did you think? Did this kind of stop you in your tracks for a few seconds going, this is beginning to sound almost like an obit or what?
You know something? It is interesting. They all talk in the past tense about me, which is completely understandable. They all know I'm still working, and I do a lot of acting as well, but I don't find it spooky at all. You know, like when Jerry Seinfeld says, he was like the Beatles to me. I don't mind the tense. When Marshall came to me initially, I loved the idea of it. I am one of those people in show business. I've been in almost 51 years. There is a visual record of me from a youth to a geezer, and it's fabulous. But the oddity that people who have done movies, and I've done over 40 feature films and so much film, TV, and everything, to see yourself grow old, to see yourself in all stages of your life. So I love the idea when they came to me.
Well, you've got in this movie so many other comedians like Richard Lewis and Jon Stewart and even Fred Willard talking about how you influenced them. How do you think you've influenced comedy, or have you thought about that as they made this film?
My father was terrified when I was going into show business. It is sometimes a terrifying thing for parents to hear that you want to go into show business. In a strange way, less so now, because I was one of those people that actually stamped out a path to stand-up. There are now hundreds of comedy clubs in the country. There's a comedy industry. I wasn't the first one. My biggest influences were Lenny Bruce and Jonathan Winters. Lenny Bruce because he was a social satirist. And Jonathan Winters is a one-man show, you know, with noises and faces and characterizations. That's my approach to stand-up comedy, that it's more than just a monologist standing in front of a microphone. I patrol the stage like a cat. I always involve music. So, you know, I certainly had influences, and I think I've had some influence on a lot of comedians, certainly the ones in the movie, who express that themselves. And it's still a delight after all these years to stand up in front of audiences and see them laugh.
The film, Robert Klein Still Can't Stop His Leg, will be screened at the Lake Placid Film Forum in the Palace Theater Saturday evening at 8:30. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.